Accessibility Tidbits. April 15, 2025. Welcome to another issue of Accessibility Tidbits, a newsletter bringing you an exciting mix of stories focused on progress, challenges, and groundbreaking initiatives in the world of disability advocacy and accessibility. In this edition, we're celebrating Robert Wickens as he prepares to set a new milestone in racing 7 years after being paralyzed, while also spotlighting Phoebe Ray Taylor, whose acting debut in Out of My Mind shines a light on the importance of accessible sets in film. We also explore the rise of accessible home products from IKEA, a groundbreaking experimental drug for multiple sclerosis, and how disability representation is evolving in entertainment, with Carrie Cox breaking barriers in her career. Additionally, we delve into critical discussions around policy and inclusion, including the concerns of Deaf and Disabled People's Organizations DDPOs regarding proposed benefit cuts, and the growing need for better workplace accessibility in a post-remote work era. Stay with us as we dive into these stories and more, showcasing how the world is slowly but surely becoming more inclusive for disabled people. Happy reading. Marina Apperly. Editor. Summary: Robert Wickens will set new milestone at Long Beach 7 years after being paralyzed. 7 years after a life-changing crash in an Indy car left him paralyzed from the waist down, Robert Wickens is set to compete in the IMSA WeatherTech Sports Ca Championship in Long Beach, California, on April 12, 2025. He will co-drive a Chevrolet Corvette Z06 GT3.R for DXDT Racing alongside Tommy Milner, using a hand-controlled throttle and braking system developed by Bosch and Pratt Miller. By Bob Pokras, FoxSports.com. Parents of deaf-blind boy question inclusion policies for kids with complex disability. Finding the right school can be challenging, especially for parents of children with disabilities who need specific support. An Australian mother of a deaf and blind boy shares her frustration about her son not receiving the necessary one-on-one assistance for effective learning. Advocates emphasize that without this support, inclusion becomes superficial, hindering the student's potential. By N.A.S. Campanella and Mary Lloyd, abc.net.au. Can you take a walker on a plane? You may wonder, can you bring a walker on a plane? The answer is yes. And we will explain how. If you're planning to travel by plane with a walker or wheelchair, whether manual or electric, the first step is to check the airline's policies. Did you know you can usually bring your walker or wheelchair, even electric ones, in the airplane's hold for free? Some airlines also allow lightweight, foldable walkers and wheelchairs to be brought into the cabin as carry-on luggage without needing to check them in. Rollz.com experimental drug shown to slow multiple sclerosis disability. A recent study in the New England Journal of Medicine found that the experimental drug tolebrutinib can delay disability progression in individuals with non-relapsing secondary progressive multiple sclerosis SPMS by 31%. SPMS is marked by a gradual worsening of symptoms without the relapses seen in earlier stages of the disease. By Dennis Thompson, UPI.com. Armstrong Museum Open House Showcases Accessibility App. The Armstrong Air and Space Museum in Wapakoneta, Ohio, is launching a significant accessibility upgrade with its new indoor navigation system. The museum will hold an open house on Tuesday, April 15, from 3 to 5 p.m. This initiative marks an important advancement in utilizing technology to enhance accessibility in cultural institutions. LimaOhio.com creator and star of You're My Hero portrays the comical side of living with a disability. Sean Togood created the Canadian comedy series You're My Hero to provide an authentic portrayal of living with a disability, drawing from his own experience with cerebral palsy. Using humor, he highlights the everyday ups and downs, aiming to disrupt outdated narratives about disability. It premiered on CBC Gem in 2023. The show moved away from clichés and pity, focusing on a complex life filled with awkward, funny, and frustrating moments. By Samrutha Arunasalam, CBC.ca. IKEA launches new line of accessible home products that don't sacrifice style for function. IKEA has taken a significant step toward incorporating inclusive design into everyday living. On April 2, they launched Base Engine, a new collection of accessible home products that combine functionality with the brand's signature minimalist aesthetic. With Base Engine, IKEA aims to bridge the gap between style and accessibility, making it easier for more people to feel truly at home in their own spaces. By Jenny Hughes, thespruce.com. The web's biggest accessibility crisis and how WordPress users can fix it? Ally is a free web accessibility plugin created by Elementor, the leading website building platform for WordPress. It aims to make web accessibility easy, actionable, and stress-free, helping site owners enhance inclusivity without complexity or high costs. By Daniela Bolensuavelman, cybernews.com. Out of My Mind star Phoebe Ray Taylor on Domain co-star Jennifer Aniston and how the film's accessible set was a breath of fresh air. For Phoebe Ray Taylor, starring in the Disney Plus film Out of My Mind was a meaningful debut. At just 16, she authentically portrays Melody, sharing her disability and benefiting from a production that prioritizes accessibility. Adapted from Sharon M. Draper's best-selling novel, Out of My Mind marks a significant advancement in disability representation, focusing on the disabled character's voice and experiences. By Abigail Lee, Variety.com. Carrie Cox talks breaking barriers in disability representation. Carrie Cox's conversation highlights the importance of genuine disability representation in today's entertainment industry. As Rose Blaine in The Handmaid's Tale, she exemplifies how authentic narratives can impact both on and off screen. Living with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, Cox embraced her identity as a disabled performer after starting to use a cane in her 20s. Her journey reminds us that disabled actors enhance storytelling in meaningful ways. By Alana Rapp, castingnetworks.com. Disability groups stepping back over benefit cuts. Several deaf and disabled people's organizations DDPOs have raised significant concerns with the BBC about proposed benefit cuts, indicating they might withdraw from discussions with the government. These organizations, led by disabled individuals, feel excluded from meaningful consultation and believe the Labour government has not engaged genuinely on issues impacting disabled communities. This potential withdrawal marks a critical moment for the relationship between the disability rights movement and government policy making. By Beth Rose and Alex Collins, BBC.com.